Welcome in Hour 2 of Downtown on a Monday afternoon, live at Seasons, Main Street, Bangor, our quality jewelry studios. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wanning, and Brian Stackpole here coming up this hour. University of Maine baseball coach Steve Trimper, fresh off the trip to Clemson. Alan Adams of the Maine Edge with movie reviews on Pass the Popcorn. But we start things out by talking NASCAR. A great kickoff to the season yesterday. A tremendous finish to the Daytona 500. We are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Jeff Owens of the Sporting News. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Well, doing great after that yesterday. Doesn't get much better than that for a finish.
No, it doesn't. I mean, that was fantastic. What a way to kick off the season. With the closest finish in Daytona 500 history. I mean, you can't beat that. And the whole race was really good. A lot of drama throughout the race, a lot of different storylines developing. And then at the end, you had a couple of teammates going at it, bumping and banging for the lead. And it winds up with a photo finish there at the finish line with Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex. NASCAR and its fans today have got to be thrilled because that was certainly one of the best Daytona 500s we've seen in years.
No question about that. And maybe because they were teammates, but boy, Martin Truex, I thought, handled himself awfully well after losing in such a heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah, he did. Martin's a class guy. And, you know, unfortunately for him, he's a guy who's had a lot of tough breaks throughout his career. You know, he's had rides that haven't worked out. You know, he's a guy that has had tremendous potential his whole career. He was recruited to come down here by Dale Earnhardt Jr., started his career with Dale Jr.'s Nationwide team, and, you know, has always been a very promising driver, but it seems like he just has had one setback after another from teams that have struggled and teams that have folded under him and all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, everybody knows the story that he went through last year with his girlfriend, Sherry Pollux, had a battle with cancer there. And so it's great to see a guy like Martin have a big day like that. He had a great season last year. One of the best seasons of last year was just the rise of that underdog team that he drives for and him making that championship race. And then he continues it on Sunday in the Daytona 500 and very nearly won the biggest race of his life. And you kind of got to feel bad for him not pulling it off, but I think he walked away with his head held high with the performance of himself and that team.
Jeff, when you look at the field from yesterday, who was the biggest disappointment out there as far as expectation? Who underperformed?
Well, let's see. That's hard to say off the top of my head. I would say Joey Logano's got to be a little bit disappointed. He came away with a pretty good finish. I think he still wound up in the top 10. But he really wasn't a factor throughout much of that race. He expected to be a guy in the mix to win it for the second year in a row. And during the middle of that race, he really struggled with his car, never really got it to his liking. He came back up there at the end a little bit and finished in the top 10. But I would say he was a little disappointed with the fact that he wasn't challenging for the lead. And then probably the bigger one was his teammate, Brad Keselowski. On Thursday in the qualifying races, we saw Keselowski and Logano both up there battling Dale Jr. for the win in that qualifying race. But yesterday in the 500, Keselowski was a complete non-factor. And I don't remember where he finished off the top of his head, but it wasn't very good. And he was never up there really in the lead pack battling for the lead or battling for the win. So I would say the Penske drivers, both of them, got to be a little bit disappointed after yesterday.
We're talking with Jeff Owens of the Sporting News. Yesterday's Daytona 500, a great finish, a memorable one. I think a lot of fans were certainly hoping that on the 15th anniversary of his father's death that Junior might come up with a big win. It seemed like the car didn't really do what he was hoping for.
Yeah, he was really surprised at that. You know, I think what happened yesterday, it was very hot yesterday, hotter than some of them expected. And the track got very, very slick, and the cars were sliding around a little bit, and some of them were having a hard time keeping a handle on their car. They were getting a little bit loose in traffic. And, you know, Dale Jr. jumped out there to the lead early, and he was kind of doing what we thought he would do, leading the race, and he looked like the car to beat. But then when he came off pit road there at about lap 50 or so, he was back in the pack a little bit and just could not make any moves. He could not move forward in the pack. And when he got back in traffic, his car wouldn't handle for him. And then we saw later in the race, he just spun out in the middle of the traffic. And that is something you never see Dale Jr. do at a restrictor plate track. He's usually right in that lead pack, and he's able to make moves high or low to work his way through the draft. He just couldn't do that. And in the end, he wound up just losing the handle on his car, getting loose and spinning out in the middle of the traffic. And that was a very disappointing finish for him, because he did have high hopes of winning this race. He was the favorite going in, and we thought this was going to be the junior show again, and it just didn't materialize.
Jeff, when it comes to Danica Patrick, all of her successes and failures and everything in between always ends up becoming a story somehow. What was her story yesterday?
More of the same. More of the same. She winds up, you know, we expect her to do better at Daytona and Talladega because of the way she started her career. She won the pole at Daytona in 2013. Was fantastic in that race, finished eighth, and I think her expectations have been too high and very unrealistic ever since then. Every time we go back to Daytona and Talladega, we expect her to do well, and that just hasn't happened. And she talked about that a little bit earlier this week. She said basically she was more confident in her ability to get a top 10 this coming week at Atlanta than she was at Daytona. And it's not that she's not comfortable with that kind of racing. There's a lot of things about it that she doesn't understand yet. She doesn't know how to hook up with other drivers, and she can't get any help. She can't get any drivers to draft with her, even when she's got a fast car. There were moments in that race where you could see her moving forward. She was able to pass cars, but then she would step out of line and nobody would go with her. And she'd go right back to the back. And that's been a problem for her. Finding, you know, proving herself in the draft and giving other drivers enough confidence in her to help her out. And that's what was happening again yesterday. And then Greg Biffle winds up getting into the back of her near the end of the race, and she winds up wrecking again. And it's a common theme with her. It seems like every time we get these plate races now, she's pretty fast, but she winds up getting in a wreck because she's basically in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, it was a great finish, but it was also a great story for J.D. Gibbs to get this win yesterday as well.
Yeah, it was. J.D.'s had some health problems, as everybody knows, over the past few years. And, you know, the team has he's not been able to be as involved in the team as he normally was. You know, he's the president of Joe Gibbs Racing. And interesting enough, he's the guy who hired Denny Hamlin. He's the guy who found Denny Hamlin, signed him to a contract, and basically gave Denny the biggest break of his career. And then yesterday was also JD's birthday, and Denny goes out and wins the Daytona 500. So it was a very special day for J.D. Gibbs and for the whole Gibbs family. You know, one of the neat things about that race team is it really is a family. You know, Joe Gibbs is the owner, but he has both of his sons involved in the team. They've been there pretty much the whole time. He has a lot of people on that team that have been with him for a long time, since he started the team back in the early 90s. And it is very much a family operation. So for them to win like that yesterday, particularly in the manner that they did, you had all four Gibbs cars up there in the lead draft at the end. And any of the four could have won the race. So Joe was on pins and needles a little bit, but to see one of his cars win that race, it was the first time since 1993 that Joe Gibbs has won the Daytona 500. So to do it like they did it and on JD's birthday at that particular time, I think was just a very special day for them.
Well, it was also a great debut, and I thought, and you as well, for Jeff Gordon moving into the broadcast booth. He was pretty darn good.
Yeah, he was, and we kind of saw in the races leading up to this, he has transitioned very well. He is a very smooth broadcaster, and I think that goes back to Jeff Gordon's career. He has always tried very, very hard to be good in front of the camera, to be very media friendly and very insightful, and he's taken all those traits and he's developed them throughout his career. And that made him a perfect choice for the next guy in that TV booth. And I think most fans agree that he was outstanding yesterday. He was able to bring a lot of insight to that race that maybe Darrell Waltrip and Larry McReynolds and some of the others couldn't, because Jeff was just in one of these cars last year. You know, not only does he have a lot of knowledge from all of his years racing, But he just climbed out of that car a couple of months ago, so he knows how they feel. He knows how they react. He knows all the drivers and the personalities in that garage. So he's just able to bring you a little bit better perspective than some of the older guys. And I think he was fantastic. I think he's going to do a great job in the TV booth.
Jeff Owens, deputy editor at the Sporting News. Jeff, we love talking with you. Great stuff and a terrific start to the season. We'll try and catch up with you a little bit later on this year.
Okay, guys. Enjoyed it, and have a good week.
Thank you much. Jeff joining us here on Downtown. It's